This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hour 5, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Cowboys presser earlier today. We'll have more on that as our training camp coverage really kicks off tomorrow. KMC Masterpiece out there. Bryant Broaddus is out there. We'll be out there next week. So hopefully you can tolo all day. But Rangers baseball is coming up at 6:30, hosting the A's. And Wolchuk has a proper round tripper. Let's do this.
All right, yeah, lighter on the bump tonight. Rangers made several moves. If you missed it, we talked with CY earlier and broke that. But Josh Jung is back now with the big league club. He gets recalled. Chris Martin, unfortunately, placed on the IL. According to Boach, he's going to miss 4 to 6 weeks. Club also optioning Justin Foscue and Alejandro Osuna to Round Rock. They also bring up Michael Hellman, who's actually going to be leading off and playing center tonight with Seager at short, batting second, Simeon at second, Adolis Garcia in right, Wyatt Langford in left, Higashioka catching again. I think you're going to see Mora Higgy catching for Jonah Heim. Josh Smith at first, Josh Jung seventh in the lineup and playing eighth. And then you got Cody Freeman DHing tonight. So we'll see if he's able, the youngster, and just what is, I believe, his third start. See if he's able to click. But yeah, it's a bummer with Chris Martin, and the Rangers already were linked to a lot of potential relievers. John Gray expected to come back. CY said, hey, wherever the team needs John Gray, it's where they're going to put him. I think right now you're probably looking at the bullpen. But Evan Grant had some names that the Rangers could possibly target here at the deadline. Five relievers, one of which being Felix Bautista of the Baltimore Orioles, and you know the O's are going to be selling. He's 30 years old. He's a righty. He's got a very cheap salary for the remainder of this year, $500,000, and then you got two additional controls after this. This definitely seems like a player because of that small contract. Regardless of the tax, the Rangers are going to be able to possibly get in on that. So he missed all of last year. He had that elbow injury, but prior to that, he was probably the best reliever that the O's had. This year, he's bounced back nicely, 18 saves, 2.41 ERA. He has hit his stride since the month of June. I really love this option, and I think that Felix Bautista, very realistic because of the chief price tag right now as well.
Yeah, you know, and from what I've gathered throughout the day, I do believe the Rangers are going to be at least moderately aggressive in these waters, Wolchuk.
I think you're right, and I think that the offense uptick, and ESPN had like a pretty fun article over the weekend about just some of the stats that we can go over here momentarily.
Nice.
Some of the other names, David Bednar of the Pirates, and we've mentioned Bednar's name the last couple of years. They've liked him. The Rangers have. He's also 30. And they just couldn't trade for him last year. They were uncertain. And honestly, they're in a better position now than they were even a year ago. But Bednar's been awesome. He has 18 straight appearances without allowing an earned run heading into the All-Star break. Also perfect in save situations, 13 for 13.
Wow.
So if you're looking for a closer, boom, that's a guy right there. He does have $2 million remaining in salary for this year, which puts him right around the ceiling, according to Evan Grant, of what the Rangers would have available without having to move additional money. He's also arbitration eligible for 2026. So you don't have the additional 2 years of control for Bednar, but you do have a guy that they have liked and wanted to acquire. And at $2 million, clearly they're able to make that financially work as well. A couple other names, maybe a reunion with Pete Fairbanks of Tampa Bay, who's been very good as well. Iglesias in Atlanta, 35. He's the oldest one, and that is certainly a rental piece. I'm kind of out on that one. And then Kyle Finnegan of the Washington Nats, who signed a $6 million deal. He's got $2 million remaining on that deal for this year. He's got a 2.36 ERA, and he's one of these guys that relies a lot on the fastball splitter, averaging less than a strikeout per inning. His walk rate is just above league average. Finnegan would probably be my third of the options, but I like Bautista, Bednar, and then Finnegan in that order if the Rangers are able to do it. And it sounds like they got some names here that realistically, financially, they could make happen.
Yeah, and there's I know there's a lot of teams needing relievers, Woolchuck, but as this thing approaches, there are a lot of relievers available because these bad teams that are clearly not wild card candidates oftentimes have like two guys that can help contenders in their bullpen.
Definitely, they're offloading. The numbers here of why ESPN is pretty excited about the Rangers offense and that they can go ahead and sustain this moving forward. Semien and Seager, they combined for an OPS on June 22nd at 671. Since then, both these guys are absolutely crushing it. From June 23rd to July 13th, Seager and Semien were number two and number three, respectively, in their slash rate. They've been fantastic. The play against fastballs has been a little bit better for the Rangers. The chase rate has improved. And then we got to hope that the young guys, like Evan Carter, was seeing the ball really well. And then now Josh Jung coming back up. I think Josh Jung can really be the catalyst that tilts this thing one way or another.
He can, yeah. And I don't think he's got like the trajectory that we thought he was on. But he can absolutely have a two-month hot streak, you know.
Stone heater, baby.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
I think he's got to be coming up with confidence now after seeing the ball fly out of the yard a couple of times there in the minors.
Aaron Judge, congratulations to him. He has tied Alex Rodriguez for most home runs in Yankee history. Home run number 351 for the Yankees, and Aaron Judge, his incredible career. And Judge was saying, man, he wants to play into his 40s.
A-Rod hit 350 home runs with the Yankees alone?
Just with the Yankees.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's something.
It was. I mean, the talent, like, hey, we can all have whatever feeling you want towards Alex Rodriguez. There's no question he is one of the most talented players to ever play baseball. The dude was an unbelievable talent.
Yeah, I just lean towards the single most unlikable guy.
Absolutely.
In baseball.
Super
history.
Unlikable dude.
Yeah.
But Judge, yeah. Once
testosterone suppositories, too, by the way.
Oh, is that how we got it?
Yeah. Jam them right up before the game.
That's very effective. Yeah.
By any means necessary, man.
Mm-hmm. You got
to
go.
That's a guy's willing to win.
Got to get it in somehow.
Put everything on the line.
But yeah, Judge wanting to play into his 40s. And with that swing, it's possible. Like, could you just be a lifer DH? That's a chance for Aaron Judge. No chance Rangers are getting David Robertson again because he is going back to the Phillies on a one-year deal as they're in the middle of a playoff run. And the hottest team in Major League Baseball, guys, the Brew Crew. Milwaukee Brewers, now 10-game winning streak. They have just been absolutely incredible. The Brewers are kind of one of those teams, if they're able to get into the playoffs, they usually find a way to just kind of shoot themselves in the foot. But maybe. Maybe the Brewers are one of these teams that can make something happen. And then the last thing I wanted to get to, the Rays. Now, I don't know if the Tampa Bay Rays are even going to make the playoffs. Right now they're kind of hovering right around wild card contention. But they have been told that they can play and host potential playoff games at that minor league stadium that has a capacity of just over 10,000 people at Steinbrenner Field. Initially, Major League Baseball was looking at, okay, if the Rays got in, could they play at a neutral site stadium? But I guess now at 1547, which is where they were at the All-Star break, they can play there. Like, I don't think that's a good thing for Major League Baseball.
No, it's not becoming of a big league sport. You know, it's jilly-jacking around, if you ask me.
I mean, you can't be having a playoff game in a minor league stadium.
No.
That's shameful.
Let's move this to Miami. I know it's going to be a long drive for everybody, but let's be honest, only 8,000 of you are planning on showing up anyway.
Damn right. And you know Miami's not making the playoffs.
All righty. Thank you, Wolchuk. We're coming back to tie a ribbon on this thing and talk about takeaways from Chris Young's interview with us just a couple of hours ago. You can go back and listen to it in its entirety with the Odyssey app or on YouTube, Dallas Fan Cam. Please like the video, subscribe, and hit the bell button so you don't miss when we upload or go live. We'll come back and get you set for the pregame show coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Next. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan Rangers pregame coming up in 10 minutes. What did we learn from CY earlier today? We'll talk about that and more. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. You know, I think the thing that jumped out to me is he said that if this team continues to play good baseball, improving the bullpen is something we will likely have to do. I mean, I think with the news today that Chris Martin is out 4 to 6 weeks, that moves into mandatory status, doesn't it? At 877-881-1053, Rangers fans, if you want to text in. Haven't we seen enough? I mean, when he's talking about this, it's like June 1st, June 15th, somewhere around there, this thing has started to turn around. And if you know who they are and you just acknowledge that sometimes lineups go cold and that coldness is contagious and guys that you know who are good players struggle like they never have in their careers, those things happen in baseball. And if you have those guys, what do you assume? That the 2 months is who they are going to be for the rest of the season, or that eventually they're going to get back to who they are? And if I'm CY and Ray Davis right now, I'm not thinking at all we're going back to April and May offense, are we?
I would hope that they don't think that. And I don't think Chris Young does. I mean, we've talked about this. You know, CY wants to be on the side of we're being aggressive here and we're going for it. So I'm hopeful that, yeah, this is going to be, and I think for Seager and Semien, it clearly is. I think maybe there's a question mark about some of these other guys. But look, you got Seager, you got Semien. Adolis has been pretty good. Langford, I'm still confident that he'll be able to get it going here down the stretch. Higashioka, I think, is finding his bat. And then Smitty's been the model of consistency. So the big question, just when you're looking at tonight, like Josh Young getting recalled. And we've seen that, hey, for Kamar Rocker getting sent down, coming back up, he was really good. It helped Jake Berger. There is a reset there that it's kind of worked out. So I'm hopeful for Josh Young. It's exactly what the doctor ordered and what he needed.
Exactly. And we need that guy more than anything. I think going back to 2023, when Josh Young is going, this lineup has historically been too much to handle. Jock Peterson expected to start rehabbing if his live BP this week goes well. I think we're within a week to 10-day period at most where we're expecting to get Jock Peterson back. And that story right there is just as big as it gets, because you can't afford to put him back in the lineup considering you have options between Berger and Higashioka and Josh Smith to make that work and at least get sufficient, you know, replacement level production. And, you know, if Joc Pederson comes back and struggles, how do you look at that? Because he's got another $18 million due to him next year. But if you're in the midst of a pennant chase, you can't rely or give Joc Pederson the time that you did in April and May, because he was a big, big part of the problem. Okay. I was trying to look up the Chargers depth chart real quick, because running back Nyheim Hines, who hasn't played in the NFL the past two seasons because of a knee injury, has reached a deal to join the Chargers. And wow. I know they've been busy.
They lost Najee Harris potentially now with that eye thing, that firework deal.
So I was under the impression that that was going to be okay. Are you saying that maybe not?
Well, he's going to start the season on the PUP list, but like them, maybe this is a camp body, as we've talked about.
Yeah.
But like Amarian Hampton's going to be their guy. That's the rookie they took out of North Carolina that we thought, hey, could the Cowboys even kick the tires on at 12 overall? I think he's going to be a good player, but clearly the Najee Harris thing could be a little bit worse than we initially thought.
Yeah, especially with one of those type of crazy injuries like that, they might try and really keep that close to the vest for as long as they can before it's like,
yeah,
okay, he can't play. He actually like completely ruined his eyeball.
Could you play with one eye?
Yeah. No, you can't play with one eye in the NFL.
You got to have vision.
Well, I guess Turpin was kind of blind and was playing.
Yeah, Jameis was blind for some years.
I mean, yeah, I guess players do.
But one eye, I mean, it'd be one thing if you grew up and that's how you always played, but adjusting from being a two-eye guy to a one-eye guy and trying to hit the hole, I think you're going to look foolish a couple of times. Where you're could, like, oh, I'm good here. You don't into a freaking linebacker.
Yeah,
that's not good.
My buddy's kid and his kid ended up being a good friend of mine, had one eye, tried to play baseball, and the lack of depth perception, he got hit smack in the face like the first day of practice. We got to run. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup back there, Master Control 75.
That's Bitsy. A walk-off.
How about dismount. That? Rangers player show tomorrow at 3:20. Broadus will be live from practice. For Chief and Wolchuk, I'm Gavin Dawson. You're going home with the G-Bag Nation Eddies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.